Hello, it's John here, and I'm joined on this part of Chatterbox by Marianne Penn. We'll continue our news items, which include how the favoured route for the Western Link Road is decided, and a mother horrified to find giant rats in her council home. But first, a murder investigation is underway after a woman in her 80s was found dead at a care home.
The resident was discovered at Gray's Fair Court in New Cossey. Detectives have confirmed they are treating her death as murder. A man in his 80s, who was known to the woman, has been arrested in connection with her death. He was taken to hospital for treatment and was discharged and taken into police custody, where he will be questioned. Staff and residents at the care home are being supported by management.
The preferred route for the multi-million pound Western Link to connect the A47 to the Norwich Northern Distributor Road has been agreed, but opponents said they are prepared to lie in front of a bulldozer to stop the road. Norfolk County Council's Conservative-controlled cabinet agreed to the £153 million Option C as their favoured route for the road. That is a 3.9-mile road from the A1067, travelling halfway between Western Longville and Ringland, and linking to the A47 at a new junction at Wood Lane near Honingham. It would require a 720-metre-long viaduct over the River Wensum. But the council says discussions with the Environment Agency and Natural England have led them to understand an appropriately designed and built viaduct would be acceptable, even though the River Wensum is a special area of conservation and a site of special scientific interest. Officers had said Option C stacked up best in terms of environmental impact, value for money, support, transport benefits and impact on local communities. But Extinction Rebellion urged the council not to back the road. They staged a demonstration outside County Hall. The route would go through a county wildlife site and lead to the loss of woodland, a move opposed by owners of that land. But the council says it would be mitigating that, planting trees and creating new habitats. The council says it would aim to achieve biodiversity net gain, so the project would leave habitats in a better condition than before construction, although critics have dubbed that greenwash. Council leader Mr. Proctor said, "We all accept whatever decision we make is not going to please all the people all of the time, but there is strong support for the road itself. The road will still need to secure planning permission and funding, but the council hopes construction can start in 2022, with the road open in 2025.
Delay times for the country's largest airlines have been revealed, and the majority of flight providers flying out of the eastern region make the list. A number of flight providers from Norwich International Airport and Stansted Airport make the list compiled by the Civil Aviation Authority. Thomas Cook and Ryanair make the top 10 for longest average flight delays with 24.2 minutes and 21 minutes apiece. Both airlines fly out of Stansted Airport. TUI Airways is the worst offender of the Norwich Airport Airlines, which has average delays of 18.3 minutes. Following these are EasyJet UK with delays of 17.6 minutes and Norwich Airport Airline Flybe with 13.8 minute delays on average. Another Norwich Airport provider, Loganair, comes in 27th on the list with an average delay of 13.3 minutes. KLM, which also has a major base at Norfolk Airport, comes in at place 41, with average flight delays of 10.1 minutes. The worst offender for average delays is Spanish flight provider Vueling Airlines, with delay times of 30.5 minutes.
A single mother was given a shock when she discovered dead rats the size of a TV remote in her council flat. Charlie Denton, who's 18, signed her tenancy agreement for a two-bedroom flat in Bullard Road, Norwich, and she was assured by Norwich City Council that the flat had been treated for rats and that it would be clean by the time she moved in with her one-year-old son, Caleb. As it was her first home away from her parents, Miss Denton wanted to decorate the flat before settling in with her toddler. but whilst decorating the kitchen, she discovered heaps of rat droppings spread across the top of the cupboards and mounds of rubbish forming a rat's nest beneath the units. The council sent contractor Norse to clean the mess, but on further inspection, Miss Denton was horrified to find two massive dead rats beneath her kitchen cupboards. In response, the council said the property had been treated for rats, but a more thorough clean had now been carried out since the discovery of the dead rodents. Miss Denton is staying with her parents in Hunter Road while the council replaces the bath and the kitchen units. A council spokesman said, "This property was treated for a rat problem while it was empty, but needed more in-depth work, which has now been completed by Norwich Norse. We're sorry that Charlie's tenancy got off to a bad start, so as well as replacing the bath and kitchen units, we're not charging her rent for the weeks affected."